V5 Delta Charlie Papa, Victor Echo 1 Echo Papa. You still by the frequency there, Doug?
VE1 Echo Papa, V5 DCP, go ahead, Emil.
Yeah, okay, your adopted balloon call is Kilo Charlie 3 Lima Bravo Romeo -443. I just sent you an email on that, over.
Yeah, okay there, Emil. I'll go looking for it. Thank you very much. And so how many balloons are currently up in the atmosphere there, Emil? Just for interest there.
V-E.
My QRZ is, say, there's 320 that we're tracking. I removed them from my list after about 60 days of known activity. And I believe the longest duration is 890 days. I can give you the maps there that you can follow that later on, over.
Very interesting, Emil. Where did that balloon launch from, just out of interest?
I didn't research exactly where it was launched from, but the KC3 is, I believe, is a Texas call sign. Over.
Okay there, Emil. Yeah, so does the latitude of launch have any impacts on what happens there, Emil, or is it just the height the balloon reaches and then gets caught in the upper atmospheric winds?
Yeah, it matters. Your balloon is 12,440 meters, and the voltage is running at 4.6 volts, and it's presently, I'm just going to open the map here so I'll see where it's at. Yeah, it's presently between, let me see. Yeah, it's mid-Pacific. Actually, if it continues to go in parallel with the Mexico, it's heading for Mexico, but it's still... still about 4,000 kilometers from Mexico, but it's in that latitude, over.
Very interesting there, Emil. I'll definitely be checking that out. Yeah, so, that's an area that's, I'm sure, lots of fun, and like you say, you've put various amateur packages together. And how do you keep the batteries warm? Solar charging and what kind of insulation are used on the packages to keep the electronics warm enough, Emil?
Well, actually, Doug, the one that was launched yesterday from Vancouver, it was minus 30, I believe, where it was at. And there's no batteries. What it is there are many, many solar panels. The best way to describe it, if you go to you open up your email and you go to my link for YouTube, just go to YouTube and put my call sign down, and you'll actually see the payload, and you'll actually see the miniature solar panels that actually, they're what loads the capacitor to give you the 5.6 volts that it needs to transmit. Although it's only transmitting on 0.25 milliwatts on 20 meters, and it being heard like about 10,000 kilometers or 10,000 miles in all directions at 44,000 feet.
Very interesting. Very interesting there, Emil. I've talked to on HF a pilot that was departing Toronto Pearson, and once he was up near Hudson Bay, he fired up the HF rig on the aircraft and talked to an amateur radio while his co-pilot was doing the flying, and he was at I think 36,000 feet, and so we had an interesting listen to him, and able to see how far he could transmit at that altitude as he was heading, I believe he was going to Europe, and so he routinely did that, and we got an education from him, being his, he was the captain of the aircraft, and discussed the use of amateur radio aeronautical, so we learned quite a bit from the gentleman that was the captain.
Yeah, very good. I'm not sure. I didn't leave a pause there. I better let it rest for a second. Yeah, the biggest question I get is, how come we're allowed to send these balloons up there? Well, they're so small, and they've been flying probably for the last 30 years, and I don't believe that there's any aircraft that ever even spotted one otherwise seeing them. And at 44,000 feet, the only people that are up there are reconnaissance jets and that sort of stuff. So, and it's a needle in the dark. Needle in the haystack to see one. But anyway, it should be a lot of fun. And yeah, every day is a different challenge with the Pico balloons. Over.
Break V7WF.
V7WS, V1 Echo Papa. Great launch there yesterday. Over.
Yeah, excellent. On that topic of needle in a haystack, I was talking to a friend of mine who unfortunately is no longer with us, but he flew commercial airlines for 40 years, and before that he was in the military. And I asked him, did you ever, in all those years of flying, encounter any kind of balloon? And he said, never once.
Yeah, and that's not to mention the weather balloons. Each country put up probably hundreds of weather balloons a day. And, of course, these are 10 times the size of our Pico balloons. You hold it in your palm of your hands. Where the weather balloon is about the size of a 8x8 structure. But anyway, good stuff. Appreciate that. I didn't see Dash 15 beacon yet this morning. I hope it's still on the right track. Over.
Yeah, I'm just in the process of making breakfast, so I haven't checked anything out. It's only not quite 9 a.m., so you guys carry on. I'll be listening. V7 Whiskey Fox.
Very interesting, Emil. As you say, lots of information to be had by folks in different parts of the hobby and different experiences. And I'll let you go there so you can carry on with your day in the maritime set. And I think we're going to go fire up our vehicle and go for a cup of coffee with my XYL and see what kind of trouble we can get into today. Hopefully the ice on the streets, hey, we've come up a degree, so, but I suspect the roads are still in an icy state of affairs. So have a good day there, Emil. BE1 Echo Papa, BE5 DCV Regina.
VE7SLZ.
Yeah, very good there, Doug. Oh, by the way, your balloon is 250 days into flight. And it beaconed yesterday, so... okay, 7-3, 1 Echo, Papa, Portable, clear.
Hello, Hammy Hamsters. Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Papa X-ray, James in Ottawa.
Good morning, James, and how are things in Ottawa?
Pretty good. A little chilly. I think we had a -4 wind chill this morning, and I think it's probably still that way right now. Haven't checked Environment Canada. But things are going good. You know, all the snow is melted, and all the dog poop is still floating about. So, you know, it's that time of year, right?
Yeah, that's where the poop scoop comes in handy there, over.
Well, that's the way it should have been to begin with, but, you know, every neighborhood has that one or two or five neighbors that just don't give a damn and just let their pets do what they're going to do wherever they want to do it and just continue walking their dogs. But anyway, it'll all clear up soon, no doubt. So it is nice. It's nice to have a warmer weather. We've had, I think we had +21 here last week. And I don't think we're going to get to anything near that this week. I think the warmest we're going to get in the next 7 days is about 13 degrees. But that's okay. I'll take that.
Yeah, very good. I don't know if you're aware or not, but Adrian and them sent up a balloon there yesterday. And it's over Washington State there at this point. I guess he launched it at a school. The grade 9 students are having a class on basic radio communications, and they were at the launch there, so it was exciting for the school kids, too, that's for sure. And it's VE7NFR-15 if you want to track it.
Yeah, I was listening yesterday off and on in the very early morning to Canada Hub, and I know there was some chatter about it, but my daily activities took me somewhere else, so I will have a look, and it's nice to see that this launch actually went southerly as opposed to north. So, anyway, glad to hear about the kids, and yeah, man, I mean, this is probably a big thing for them, you know. I mean, us elders here, I mean, it's like, okay, a balloon launch, pretty cool, yep. But for the kids, man, this must be